The University of Winnipeg Westmen extended their winning streak to 3 games with a 78-68 win over the UNBC Timberwolves in Canada West men's basketball Friday afternoon at the Charles Jago Northern Sports Centre. Forward Mikhail Mikhailov led Winnipeg in scoring and rebounding, dropping 18 points and picking up 12 rebounds as they improved to 10-3 and stay in the first place race in Canada West. "We had a good defensive mindset today," said Mikhailov. "We knew that UNBC was a good team and we focused on the defensive end. In the first two quarters, what got us in the lead was defense." Despite the score, there were some highlights for the home side. In the second quarter, Micah Jesse put on a dribbling display as he managed to maintain his balance while working his through a trio of Westmen before finding UNBC guard Justin Sunga for the lay-in. In the third quarter, Sheeta threw down an electrifying dunk, taking off halfway down the lane and finishing with authority. The game was played in front of a raucous of elementary students from School District 57, Prince George, and local independent schools who packed into the gym. When Timberwolves forward Fareed Sheeta connected on a layup to open the scoring on the Timberwolves' first possession of the game, the crowd erupted and they maintained their energy all afternoon. "It helps a lot," Timberwolves guard Justin Sunga said of the packed house. "It would have been better if we played better the whole game. But it was nice to have them come out." Westman forward Mikhail Mikhailov said the visitors enjoyed the atmosphere as well. "It's always good to have so many fans watching and enjoying both teams," he said. "I'm really glad they came out and supported UNBC and us." The T-Wolves fed off the energy, opening an 8-2 advantage against the third-place Westmen. The visitors responded with a run of their own, scoring 12 straight as UNBC's three-point shooting went cold. The Westmen extended their lead to 20-14 after the first quarter and poured on the offense in the second quarter, taking a 45-24 lead into the break. "We just lost the toughness battle today," Sunga said. "We struggled to get back on defense, and offensive rebounds have been killing us the last couple of games, so we need to take care of that." The Timberwolves' offense found its footing in the second half, cutting what was a 26-point Westman lead in the third down to 14 midway through the fourth quarter. They got to within 10 in the final minute but were unable to close the gap enough as they dropped their fifth straight game and fell to 5-8 on the year. "Coach, Todd Jordan, gave us a good talk in the locker room," Sunga said of the second half rebound. "We just need to do that for 40 minutes. Sunga led the Timberwolves with 20 points on an efficient 8 of 13 shooting. Sheeta also got into double digits with his 16 points complementing his 12 assists. The two teams will renew acquaintances on Saturday, with another matinee. Tip-off is set for 3 p.m. on UNBC Timberwolves Pride Day. The UNBC women, 4-8, host Winnipeg, 9-3. Today at 5 p.m. the T-Wolves are coming off a 91-79 win over the Victoria Vikes in Victoria on Saturday, their first road victory of the season. They'll take on the Westmen again on Saturday at 5 p.m.